Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through, because it all depends on the energy mix of the people present. So far, it's over 100 beings over his career. We get no advance notice, so it's a wonderful surprise each week. And we will take questions in the order of call-in. And let me give you numbers. If you got the numbers off my email or off the BBS radio website itself, that's great. There are two numbers for listen only. But if you want to ask a question, you need to call the one of the question and answer lines. Okay? And that major number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That is 888-627-6008. If for any reason that number is busy, there's an alternate number, and this is again for Q&A, 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. So, let's get started. Hang on.
Hello, dear ones.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you. This is Saint Germain.
Oh, Saint Germain, what an honor. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
And we have a first caller, Barbara from Massachusetts. Barbara, are you there? Okay, Barbara.
Hello, dear one.
Yes, and I have a question.
Shoot.
Hello?
Go ahead, Barbara, we're waiting for you.
Okay. Will we be going on the gold standard?
There will be gold backing the currency that you use, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I must have a bad connection here because I did not.
You did not what?
Hello?
We're here, Barbara.
Okay, but I didn't hear what the answer was.
You will have a gold back currency. Yes.
Okay, Barbara, did you hear that?
No, I can hear your voice, but I can't hear.
Dear one.
Can you tell me what he said?
Yes. Saint Germain said, yes, we will have a gold-backed currency. So the answer to your question is yes.
Is that man still coming my way, as was stated at the end or before? At the end of July, is he still on his way?
Dear one, will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay, are you hearing the answer, Barbara?
No, so you'll have to repeat what he said.
Okay, Saint Germain said, will the sun come up tomorrow? Okay.
Yes.
Then that's your answer.
And will the currencies revalue? Will everything, all the dinars and zims and dongs, all revalue?
that will occur across time here.
Okay, Barbara, did you hear the answer?
No, you'll have to repeat.
Yes, everything will revalue over a period of time, undefined. Okay, for all our listeners, I'm going to share my microphone with Saint Germain just in case the other microphone for some reason is not working. I don't have any idea why, but we can use one. So, thank you, Barbara, so very much for your questions. Brad, welcome.
Okay, I'm here, and may I talk to the beloved channeled entity?
Yeah.
I'm right here, dear one. Shoot.
And who am I talking to tonight?
This is Saint Germain.
Adamus, or no, Saint Germain that is many, many years old and immortal?
The latter.
Or are you both the same?
The latter.
Oh, the latter. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so my question is about the frivolous thoughts in our mind, or thoughts in our mind that are grander, beautiful thoughts, divine thoughts. So there's a thought that is stuck in my head, and I've brought it into what is called, I term it a common thought. And I call it a divine thought because it is not a frivolous thought of mere humanity. And I constantly say when I'm mowing the lawn or whatever that I am filled with the love of God, for I am the love of God. And there's many more beautiful thoughts like that that I have brought into a common thought. So can you expand how these beautiful common thoughts that I've brought into my life are enriching my life?
Dear one, they lift you up. That enriches you in itself.
But how about that is for that moment, but does it create a timeline that 1 year later I am enriched by from what I expressed in this moment today?
You will be enriched by each moment.
So each moment that I express what I term divine thoughts, and I have brought the divine thoughts into a common thought where I can expand them even when I'm walking in the park or working raking leaves. So these divine what I call divine thoughts that I have brought into common thoughts, how are they enriching my future, my ongoing life? And a second question would be, would it, are they enriching my life? Obviously they are, more than expressing the thought of where I am not grateful, or et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just curious how these grand thoughts are enriching my life for my future.
Dear one, they raise your vibration, and when your vibration is raised, you will attract higher vibration things to you.
And can I use these beautiful thoughts to raise my vibration, to move into the fifth dimension or ascension?
they will assist you to get to the place where you can do that, yes.
And is there a proclamation. Is there a proclamation which is a statement that you can give me that will assist my beingness and other beingness around the globe? Something to say. Is there something that we can say as a proclamation that will assist us to move, to lean towards moving in towards the fifth dimension?
Yes, goes like this, dear one. I am the love of God.
That's the original statement that I gave you. So that means I'm right on track.
Yes.
Okay, so I am all set in where I am going.
You are.
Okay.
Thank you,
Brad. Okay, blessings. Okay, next, Carol from Kansas. Welcome, Carol.
That I gave you. So that means I'm right on track.
Yes.
Okay, so I am all set in where I am going.
You are.
Yes, thank you, Brad.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Saint Germain.
Yes, dear.
Can you, are you in a position to address something that I've been told about for years that is supposedly to be part of this new world with all the humanitarian funds that are coming from various sources, but that one of those sources is what's called the Saint Germain World Trust, if I have that correct, something you started many, many years ago to benefit humanity at this time. Is that correct information?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Can you expand on that in any way as to its history or why you started it or what you foresaw?
Dear one, I started it because humanity needed hope. And this was a way that I could give that hope.
Absolutely. And it's just had to wait for the proper timing, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And
but it has been known that it was coming.
Yes. Yes. And at the right time, it'll be released in the proper way for humanitarian purposes?
Correct.
Can you give us any details about that at this time?
No details yet, dear one.
Okay. All right. There are other sources of prosperity funds, are there not?
So many.
Yes, many sources, right. Okay. All right. I've been aware of several, and it's very exciting to know that this is happening. Do you see the bulk of this coming out this year, 2016?
Maybe not the bulk, but a great part of it will be coming out this year.
So that there can be many benefits to uplift humanity this year and it will expand further?
For certain. Uh-huh. For certain.
Good. What, in your estimation, would be the first issue on the planet to address for anybody who's looking for a project or a focus area? What would be most important in your mind?
Clean up the water, please.
Okay. And the technologies to do that?
Exist.
Okay. Are you talking about all waters, like rivers and streams and oceans and everything?
All of the above, yes. Please.
Okay. Okay. Will it be safe for those technologies to be more widely known in the near future?
It will.
Okay.
They will be employed.
Good, good. I'm thinking specifically of here on Maui, where we have periodically a sewage issue, and yet we have tourists on the beaches and in the water. Will we be told the exact technologies that need to be used to assist that situation?
You will indeed.
Okay, do we have to go look for them, or will somebody come and say, here, this is how you do it?
You will be given directions, shall we say.
Okay. All right. All right. What about the massive plastic floating island, if you will, in the out in the Pacific Ocean that... absolutely needs to be addressed. It's my understanding it's being addressed, but it's a huge job.
It is a huge job, and it will be more effectively addressed in the future.
Okay. Are there any ships out there now working on it?
I wouldn't call them ships, but yes.
Maybe Galactics, okay.
Yeah.
If they can dissolve the plastic from up above, that would be awesome. Okay. All right. Very good. What is going on with the current political situation as far as the two conventions that are planned as they normally are every 4 years? Will they be held, not held? What's going on?
It will be an opportunity to disseminate information.
During the convention itself?
Or? Yes.
Okay. Okay, and the people who are going to do that are in place?
They are.
Okay. All right. It is my understanding that the normally scheduled election in November, which has happened every 4 years, will not happen this year, that there will be an honest election with different people after that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, good. And it's my sense that the two parties are basically dead or dying and will be dissolved at some point in the near future?
Correct.
The two major parties, okay. Are we going to still have some kind of a multi-party system, or is it going to change completely even in that arena?
Completely different.
I'm sorry?
Completely.
Completely different.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that people who run for election will be run on their own individual platform as opposed to a party platform. Is that correct?
They will run on a platform of what they bring to the party, shall we say.
Okay, their own passions and beliefs and
yes,
what they commit to do,
yes,
if elected. Well, that certainly sounds a lot more honest and a lot more easy to understand. Okay, the situation with the military now, I understand the bulk of the Pentagon is what we would call good military, who are not for war and who would be open to reconstruction projects and rebuilding projects around the world. Is that true?
That is so. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness is right. Okay. And what percentage of the Pentagon and the military are now open or committed to rebuilding and reconstruction as opposed to war and problems.
Past 93% general.
Whoa, that's huge.
Change is upon you.
Oh, that is awesome. That's the highest I've ever heard. That is amazing. Good deal.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, okay. Can you share with us the role of Vladimir Putin of Russia at this time?
I think you would have to say that he is a truth teller and a guardian, would you not?
I would agree with that, yes.
Yes. He is indeed.
Okay. And my presumption is that he is being guided by the forces of light, shall we say?
By galactics, yes.
Galactics, yes, okay. Wonderful. And that he's well protected?
Yes.
Some people...
He does a big job, doesn't he?
Yes, okay. There's been word that he has been cloned, as some of our not-so-nice former leaders have been, and that it's sometimes it's not really him. Is there any validity to that?
No.
So it's really him?
Yes, has to be.
Yes, that would be my thought. Yes, okay. Okay, what's the situation in Iraq right now as far as the people and the leadership?
They're just getting their legs underneath them.
Yes?
Yes.
Is there more clean out of their government situation taking place?
Very little. It's almost totally done.
Almost done. Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. Are the people of Iraq aware that this is pretty much in place?
Some of them are daring to believe it, yes.
Oh, good. I could understand them being very skeptical because
of
their history.
Of course. They've
yes.
been
yes.
through the ringer, shall we say.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Okay. So then... in the next few weeks and months, that I'm assuming that clarity and clean out and the trust of the people in their own government will increase and be better.
And I would like to take a moment and talk about you speak of clean out.
Yes.
I think I would like to ask everyone listening to give me their bag.
Their bag, okay.
Yes. You know, the bag of all the hurts that they've stuffed in, all the pain, all the dislike of themselves, all of that. I would like that bag.
What a lovely idea.
Yes, I would love to have it.
So that's for everybody, right?
For every single one of you.
Okay.
And why? Because this transformation that is occurring needs you to be clean. You can't be clean with that bag. So give it to me. Please.
How lovely. So that would include all the suffering, all the pain, all the, even the beliefs of basic things like I'm not good enough or I don't deserve or...
And all the guilt.
And the guilt, yes.
Yes, it includes all of that.
Yes.
I want those bags.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. Thank you. No matter how big the bag is?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Take them all.
Okay. That is great. Okay. Yes, it seems to me that in order to move into the new world, that these, that all of us need to have a higher consciousness. We need to be free of baggage. We need to believe in ourselves and trust.
Indeed, you do. Indeed, you do.
Okay. Great. Okay. In the banking and financial sector around the world, can you say what percentage now is basically of a positive nature as opposed to the old negative Illuminati stuff?
Close to 87%.
Oh, that is great. That's the highest it's been, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that is wonderful.
This is a good thing.
This is a very good thing. Is it higher in the United States than 87%, or is it lower?
Slightly lower, not a lot.
Okay. So 87% is the worldwide average, and we are just a little bit behind.
Yes.
As a country. Okay. Well, that makes sense, because so much of the nasty stuff has been centered here rather than in other countries. Okay.
Be nice to turn that reputation around, yes?
Absolutely. We certainly need it. Okay, are there some bank chains that are more, say, cleaned out and honorable than others? In other words, Wells Fargo, Chase, Citi, Bank of America, as the major ones, are they?
They're all being cleaned out here.
Okay.
So at this point in time, I don't think you would opt for any one of those over the others.
Oh, they're all pretty much the same?
Yes.
Okay. My sense in recent times is that there are certain branches. I'm most familiar with Wells Fargo because of the foundations that I help people with. That there are certain branches of Wells Fargo that are really quite clean, and other branches where there's still some people that are not yet on track with the new energies. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's been our experience with people getting foundation accounts, as Wells Fargo has been the most obvious place to go, and many branches have been cooperative, but some have not. Okay, is the White House still empty of decision makers at this time?
Yes, there was. It is.
So nobody's moved in. There's just still staff there.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any settled information about Paul Ryan, General Dunford, and some of the others that have been named as either existing or potential high-level people in the new governance? Or is it all still in flux?
Very much in flux, dear one.
So nothing settled?
Settled? No. The pot has been and is being stirred.
Okay. All right. Okay, what the situation that has existed in Iran for some time and why they've been sanctioned and so forth, does Iran really have some Stargate or Vortex technology that they are doing their best to protect from some of the nasty people?
They have some technology that could be used either for positive purposes are negative.
Okay. And is the negative potential being sufficiently controlled at this point so there isn't a major danger?
There is not a major danger at this point because the forces of light are doing their job.
And we're so grateful for the forces of light. I know there have been many difficulties and challenges with those forces, and we're so grateful for their stepping up to take care of things that many of us are not able to do.
But dear one, many of those that you speak of are envious of the tasks that you have taken on. Let's be clear about that.
Okay. You're talking about what we intend to put into place and create in the very near future?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. Anjali, welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. So, I was told, Saint Germain, that you were one of my high guides.
I am.
That's correct?
Correct, indeed. Vigo.
Okay. So, what is it in particular, that you are helping me with being my high guide?
I'm helping you to see the path before you for your service.
For my service?
Yes.
Was that the whole answer?
That is the whole answer.
Okay, sorry. It's just kind of a little hard for me to hear you.
Sorry.
So, but no details other than for my service.
You know what that is. I know you know what that is. You do. And I will say this.
Yes.
I will say this: in the very near future, it will become more clear.
I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that.
In the very near future, it will become more clear to you.
Mary, could you help me?
Yeah, he's saying in the very near future, it will become more clear to you.
Okay. Okay, so is there any particular guidance right now you can give me for the challenges that I am going through so that I may overcome them?
Be gentle with yourself, would you?
What with myself?
Gentle.
Gentle with myself.
Yes.
Okay. And how about, I know that at least you're supposed to be associated with the violet flame. Would that be a useful thing for me to do?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you give just like a kind of a short description of how to do that? I mean, I know I've read about it, but I don't know how accurate it is, you know. Better to come from you.
Simply see that flame in your mind's eye and see it going where you want it to go.
See it going
where you want it to go.
where I want it to go.
Yes.
And imagine that it's healing and cleaning out.
No, know that it's healing.
Okay. And so how often or how long would be ideal to do this exercise?
As often as you like, but only do it for 33 seconds at a time.
Often as I like, but for what?
33 seconds at a time.
33 seconds.
Yes.
So this one you can't really overdo, because you said as often as you like.
I
know,
like,
you know, some manifesting techniques and everything, you can overdo. But not so much with this one?
Correct.
And does it matter, there's a mantra, or if you want to call it that, that some people say when they do this exercise? That
you can do that if you wish.
Okay, but not necessary.
Not necessary. Helpful.
Helpful?
Yes.
So is it the, I am a being of violet fire, I am, what is it, the purity God desires? Is that?
That works.
Okay. Close enough to the original?
Close enough, dear.
Okay. Any other advice for me before I say goodbye?
Know that it's going to be okay.
Okay. And can I have your assistance in these exercises and everything I do here?
Done.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Most welcome, Julie.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah, thank you, Anjali. Okay. Since manifestation came up there, at that time, with that conversation with her, the 33 seconds at a time is quite important, is it not? That's come up before in these calls.
Yes, it's a case of if you obsess about something, you push it away. So you want the intensity of holding it, but then you have to let it go so that you don't obsess about it and push it away.
Okay, so the 33 seconds at a time takes total focus.
Yes.
And clear intent. And then put it out of your mind, let it go.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Okay. And that can be done several times a day, or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But to not try to hold on to it all the time.
No. That doesn't work. That pushes it away.
Pushes it away. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Because part of manifestation, my sense is, it's also trust and faith.
Indeed it is.
So the in-between periods where you let it go, you're allowing trust and faith to take over that this will happen, so you can just let it go and go on with your day, right?
And you're allowing the manifestation to happen as well.
Yes, okay, allowing it in its proper time and whatever situations are appropriate.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
And did we talk about gratitude?
We need to.
Did we? See, the gratitude opens the way for the the manifestation to occur. It's a real opener, if you will. So you want to increase the speed of the manifestation you're asking for. Be grateful for it being here already.
Yes, so gratitude is about, the part is being grateful it's already here. It's already created.
Indeed. That is extremely potent.
Wonderful. Just in case we have somebody on the line who has a question but needs to call a different number, so we have about 10 minutes left. The Q&A line is 888-627-6008. So if you're on listen only and you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and redial 888-627-6008.
And let me just say that I know there are two of you out there who need to call today.
Okay, let's have it. Who's calling in? We're waiting. 888-627-6008. Anybody? Okay, while we're waiting for someone to come on, can you tell us the current situation with the Fukushima radiation situation?
That is almost entirely cleaned up.
Oh, good. Thanks to the Galactics, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Carol, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Hello, dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have been listening to the call, and I have turned all my baggage over to you, and I am very grateful, and thank you.
You're entirely welcome. My pleasure.
And I got a lot of physical issues going on. I have a therapist working on me and a lady helping me with my consciousness, and I'm just wondering if everything's going to turn out okay, or is that something you can address?
Yes, I have a way to figure that out. If you can answer this question for me, we'll learn the answer. Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much. I needed to hear that.
You're welcome.
Okay. I guess that's it all, so I'm going to be grateful and thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Carol, and welcome.
You're welcome.
Thea?
Hello. Thank you.
Hello,
Jermaine, for being here.
My pleasure.
Am I one of the ones that was supposed to call in?
Thank you for listening, yes.
Okay, so I'm here. Why was I supposed to call in?
Because I want you to know that it's all right. You keep wondering, is it going to work? Yes, it's going to work.
And is it?
It is going to work. That's what I'm saying. Yes, it's going to work.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I've been filling the bag up during the call that I'm going to give you.
Okay. I take full ones. I take, you know, whatever size. It's okay.
Okay. Well, it's getting pretty big.
All right.
Thank
That's
you very
fine.
Much. I love you.
And
thank
you.
You. And I'm very grateful to you and all the light workers on and off planet for doing everything they're doing to help us. So I just wanted to put that out there. So
thank you, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Thea. Glad you came on. Great. Okay. A quick question about the International Money Transfer Program called SWIFT, the old program, and the new BRICS and SIPs. Is the SWIFT system still functional, or has it been fully replaced, or is that still in process?
In process, but almost completely done.
Okay. So if one were to wire money internationally, or even domestically in the U.S., say tomorrow during banking hours, would it go through SWIFT or through SIPs?
You're going to have an opportunity in the very near future to see how that works, aren't you?
Well, I think so.
Yes, you are.
I've wired money. I do know how to fill out wire forms and so forth, but it's always been the SWIFT system, and that's not always been honorable. So will it be, for the average user who walks into a bank to do a wire, will it appear any significant difference than previous?
Small differences.
Like slightly different information, maybe different timing.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Correct.
But the basics will be pretty much the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Very good.
What a wonderful cat you have, dear.
Oh, isn't he awesome?
He is.
And he's not only an alpha, but he's become really a big alpha in the last few days.
Yes, well, he's getting ready.
Getting ready for his kittens, right?
Yes, he is.
That we're going to get.
That's the one.
And the latest plan is to get them from Japan. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Will the breeder in Japan, is she familiar with the Hawaii rules for pets coming in, so there'll be no serious issue?
Very familiar. No problem.
Okay. Okay, like she's used to doing this.
She is, yes.
Because Hawaii is so picky about what comes in here, for good reason.
Absolutely good reason.
Yeah, I'm not criticizing that. It's just saying sometimes it's a challenge to get around. Yeah. Okay. So they'll come right through the animal customs situation as long as we have all the right papers and everything?
You will.
Okay.
And they will.
Good. Do you have any time frame for when there will be kittens available for us to go get?
The 13th of August this year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The second week in August. Okay, we can do that. Okay. Good. Yes, I believe she has one or two females pregnant at this time. So.
You do indeed.
Okay. Terrific. That's a personal question. Okay. This is great.
You're allowed.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else that you can share with us at this time that would be meaningful for those on the call or who will listen later on to the archive?
You don't always see how quickly things are changing. But if you think back to what was going on a year ago, for example, you will see a huge change has occurred. Be grateful.
Yes. Yes, it's true. Okay. Huge changes just that even the average public individual is aware of.
Correct.
Not just those of us involved in the changes to whatever degree we are.
Yes, everybody, if they think back to what was going on a year ago, will be able to see that, oh, wow, this is hugely different and hugely different in the positive direction, in the right direction.
Yes. Even though some things may look to some people like there's more chaos, it's really good chaos that's bringing new changes, right?
Yes.
As I've spoken, I've spoken with some people who are concerned about what appears to be all the negatives coming out, but that's just stuff being cleaned out that needs to be.
Yes.
That was hidden before. It was hidden a year ago to many.
And you have to be aware of what you focus on, because whatever you focus on, you will bring to you.
That's true. That's true. I have stopped sending out a lot of emails that are more focused on the negative, even though there are things that need to be exposed. Trying to limit things to things more positive. Okay.
Good.
Okay, well, we are very grateful, Saint Germain, for your being here today. Thank you so much. We're very grateful and very appreciative. Blessings and love to you.
And to you, dear one. And to all of you. And keep those bags coming.
I love it. Namaste.
Namaste.